God damn it. You seriously couldn't have told me about this sooner? Why? Because I'm already dressed up to go out, you dick. Yes, I literally spent half an hour doing my makeup and getting my outfit together. I'm literally standing in front of the elevator in platform boots right now. You know what? No, I don't want to just hang out tonight. You could have told me about this sooner, and you didn't. I'll fucking call you back when I'm ready to. Unbelievable. What the fuck do you want, asshole? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to curse you out like that. No, it's not cool. I was being loud out here, and I just exploded on you. Yeah, that was my friend I just got off the phone with. She promised to go with me to a new goth club that just opened last week. Of course, just my luck, the one night we finally find time to get together, something comes up. And not only does something come up, it happens an hour ago, and she only just now tells me about it. Right after I finish getting ready to leave. So that's where I'm at right now. And no, I don't know what to do with my night. I'm all dolled up and my friend was my ride to the club. I can't even afford to take a train or a bus with how bad the rain is out there. I love rain usually, but can you imagine what it would do to my outfit and makeup? Yeah, not the best idea. Oh, you like it? Well, thank you. Nice to know I got at least one compliment on my fit tonight. I wasn't explicitly fishing for compliments tonight, but I did put a lot of effort into this look. Yeah, most of the necklaces and bracelets I got from the thrift shop down the street, but everything else I either bought full price or made myself. Why, yes, I do make my own clothes. The purple and black thigh socks are homemade, and the fingerless gloves are my own, too. These are actually the first pair of gloves I ever made to go all the way up to my elbow. But yeah, everything else I bought, probably for way too much. These platform boots, my fishnets, and this black dress, all of these combined probably cost me a full paycheck. And don't get me started on my piercings. Why, yes, I would say it was money well spent. This outfit is totally killer. Anyway, I'm sorry I was so loud. Did I interrupt whatever you were doing? Oh, you were about to start a movie night? Nice, what kind of movie? A horror movie? Now I have to know which one. Oh. Well, I mean, the first Friday the 13th movie isn't bad, but it's definitely not the best one. Have you seen part 6? You haven't? I know just what to do with my night now. You should totally come over and watch it. I have it on Blu-ray. Yes, I buy all my favorite movies on disc. How else am I going to watch the special features? But yeah, you should totally come over. Part 6 has so many awesome kills in it. I promise you won't be disappointed. Listen, I watch horror movies every day and wear skull earrings. You think I don't have taste? Great. You grab your popcorn and lock up. I'll go get everything set up in my place. Hey! You didn't need to knock, you know. Well, thanks, I guess. Just leave your shoes right there, and I'll show you to the couch. Welcome to my place. I know it's not the first time you've been here, but this time it's a dark and stormy night. There's no better place to be. Really? You think it's cool? Oh, the LED lights. Yeah, they're great. I can turn them any color I want with my phone, but I just stick with this shade of purple. I love purple, and it makes all the band and movie posters everywhere look cool, too. And here's the couch. Thank you so much again for helping me move it here a few months ago. I still have to pay you back for that. Hopefully this movie can make up for it. You could just set the popcorn on the coffee table and we'll be all set. See what I tell you. Not even 10 minutes into the movie and Jason's already been resurrected by lightning and punches a hole through some loser. So cheesy, so wonderfully campy and cheesy. I knew you'd like it. Sure, ask away. I sincerely doubt whatever you're thinking is that weird. Believe me, I'm sure I've heard weirder. So what's up? Yeah, I remember when we talked yesterday. It's a shame the elevator ride down is so short. You seemed pretty curious about the alt scene in town. What's it like to be goth? How do you mean? I mean, it's not too different from however you live, I'm sure. I just listen to good music and dress cooler than most people. Why do you ask? You've been thinking about going goth. Really? You want to go goth? No. It's not that you can't, of course. Of course you can. Sorry, I didn't mean to sound so off-put by the idea. Anybody can go goth, I mean to say. I just didn't think you were interested in learning about it. And you want me to teach you about it? Well, okay. Actually, you know what? This could really be fun for us. Why not? You can be my little pet project. But before we begin, why do you want to go goth? I hope you're not one of those guys who just wants to get into the scene for a quote-unquote goth GF. I don't want to gatekeep, but going goth is about expressing yourself and appreciating the culture, not just chasing girls in black lipstick. Okay, good. Plain curiosity is a good reason as any. It's just, I've seen some guys just throw on a Misfits t-shirt and go to the clubs solely to pick up girls, and it's so cringy. They totally ignore the live music, and most of the time they can't even name a single Misfits song. A goth girlfriend would be a nice perk. I suppose so. So, where to begin? Well, what do you already know about goth culture? Why, yes, there is a lot of black and skulls involved. This dress I'm wearing actually has both. Yep, in this light it just looks black, but if you look really closely, it's patterned in skulls. Maybe I can give you a closer look later. But yes, the journal aesthetics do involve a lot of black and death imagery. Memento mori and all that. Do you know any specifics, though? You know, like, do any bands, movies, or books stick out to you? You're not sure? That's totally cool. We can start from the ground up. Well, I'm not going to give you a full history of how the whole culture started, but I can definitely recommend a few things for you to check out. Is that cool? Great. So it's not like there's some initiation test to pass or standardized criteria to meet, except for the music. Yeah, if you want to get into the culture, you should definitely start with the music. It's where most of the aesthetics came from. Of course, it's not just the clothes and makeup. There's also the history, books, movies, and art, too. But let's get back to the music. If you're trying to explore what goth is, start there. There's a lot of different genres and bands you can look into, and most of them are pretty good. I started with post-punk rock, and I'm still hooked on it today. Yeah, bands like Joy Division, The Cure, and Susie and the Banshees are some great entry-level bands. Just feel out the vibe. See what you like. There are a few different genres that count as goth, so there's more than one place to begin. Like, there's also death rock, dark wave, and some overlapping genres like dream pop, industrial, and metal. Additionally, the music will give you something to talk about with other people in the scene, too. You're welcome. I hope you enjoy. Also, there's tons of great books like Frankenstein, Dracula, and anything by Edgar Allan Poe. And if you already like horror movies, then you've probably already seen some of the more popular flicks in the scene. The Look? Now that's something you have to find for yourself. Some people really like lots of black. Some people only like a little. Some people like lace. Some like leather. Some people use a lot of makeup. Some don't use any at all. Just play around with it and don't give a fuck about what other people think. At the end of the day, a big part of dressing like this is expressing who you are. I have plenty of friends who frequent the club rocking just a leather jacket or some eyeliner, and that's all they need to feel good. My look? For me, it took a lot of trial and error. I had to figure out what makeup worked best for me, how to actually apply it, what clothes I thought looked best, and what I felt confident in. What do I mean by confident? Well, it means I feel comfortable and powerful in my own skin. I say what I feel and I take what I want. If some asshole is bothering me or my friends at the bar, I'm not afraid to tell him to go fuck himself. And if I see a guy at a bar who's been staring at me the whole night, I'm not afraid to tell him I've been watching him too. And I know how we can get to know each other. Tell me, neighbor, how does my makeup look up close? See how the shadow brings up my eyes as I gaze into yours? How the foundation on my skin reflects the purple lighting? Or maybe you're too focused on the black lipstick covering my full, wet lips. You know, I'll admit, the lipstick comes with some perks. If I put enough on and make it wet enough, I can leave a big, sexy mark wherever I put my lips. Nothing is hotter than seeing black lip stains on a man's neck after I'm through with him, and seeing him try to hide it on the way out. A little reminder, he was all mine for a moment. And if he gets me hot enough, I give him an even better gift. A full black ring around his cock. Your face is so red right now. So how about it, neighbor? You've already spared me from a boring evening alone. Want to make it just a little more exciting? Mm. put your hands all over me. I'm not keeping mine off you, stud. I can feel you getting harder and harder in my hand. Pull my dress down from my chest. Give my tits some air. And keep a hand in my ass. You can do both, right? You want to worship me, and that means keeping your hands and mouth busy. Do you like seeing my pale breasts finally? I know you thought about sucking them, squeezing them, and fucking them since we first met. Well, here they are, soft and exposed. I wonder what you'll do next. How about putting them in your mouth and trying to suck the piercings off my nipples? I knew you'd take the hint. Oh, that's right. If you want me to suck you off, I'll need some good prepayment first. Oh, why'd you stop? This isn't the prepayment? You'd need to give me head? Well, I won't argue with that. Just hurry up and get down there. I can't fucking wait. Yeah, just tear my fishnets open and get at it. I'm too horny to give a fuck right now. Yes. Yes. Like that. God, you're incredible. I can hardly think straight. And here I was worried you were only good at kissing my lips. The way you're caressing my thighs and hugging my ass. You can't get enough of me, can you? Oh, let's amp up the pressure. I'm squeezing you into my flower with these thick thighs. God, you are insatiable. You didn't even slow down. Can you even breathe down there? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm actually close now. Yeah, keep going. Keep going. Wow, where have you been all my life? You just love being under my dress, huh? My stockings wrapped around your head. Well, now it's my turn. Stand in front of the couch and get that cock of yours out now. I've been waiting for this. I've still got my fingerless gloves on, so it looks like all I can use is my mouth. Or maybe you can use my mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to make my makeup run around my eyes and leave black marks all over your... fuck yes. I'm happy I can pay you back. See, there's a thick dark ring around your Hey, don't come yet. I want you to finish inside me. Yeah, you got my pussy so fucking wet and ready. Be ashamed to not put it in. Come on, see how ready she is for you? How I'm leaking all over my dress? I want you to spread these pale legs and boots wide apart and fuck me until you're fucking finished. Yes, yes, fuck me. Ruin my punk pussy. Pinch my piercings. Kiss me. I need all of it. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, yes. Are you ready to come? I'm so close again. Yeah? You want to leave me fucking leaking all over my couch? Yeah? Wow. This was so much better than going to the club. I got my own little plaything to worship and fuck me all night without even needing to go out, and you live right next door. We're gonna keep this going after tonight, right? Perfect. Oh, and the movie's still going. Still want to finish it? Great. So, how about this? We cuddle up for the rest of the movie, which shouldn't be long. It's pretty short. Then after that, I queue up my entry-level goth playlist on my speaker and we fuck the night away in my room. Nice! Then sit back, enjoy the kills, and get ready for everything we're gonna do soon.